Our markets are reacting to the screwworm issue going on in Mexico. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. Uncertainty, that remains a word that is in our U.S. marketplace. The uncertainty of what's going on throughout the world. Austin Schroeder with Brugler Marketing based in Crofton, Nebraska said the markets have been watching the latest news when it comes to the screwworm issue in Mexico.
Over the weekend, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins sent a letter over to Mexico and basically said you guys need to step up your game in terms of kind of trying to contain that new world screw. Worm down there in some of those southern regions, and basically she said she's going to put some restrictions on imports on April 30th if some of those demands aren't necessarily met. So that's given the feeder cattle market a little bit of a pop here this morning.
Not only is the screwworm issue affecting the markets, but the continued talk about trade tariffs, especially when it comes to China, and the fact that we are seeing exports really slow down going into China.
If you look back at the export sales report last week, China canceled quite a bit of pork, so that obviously had a little bit of effect, and that may be putting a lid on some of these hog futures here. But, you know, overall, I think look at the cash market on the hogs, and the pork cutout's been stronger here lately as well, and you're kind of seeing some of that more seasonal movement higher, and some of those cash or the CME lean hog index prices try to put some sort of a seasonal rally here into the time period leading up into June.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation is reporting with these tariffs between the U.S. and China. China's effective duty rate on U.S. pork and pork variety meats has reached 172%, while U.S. beef and beef variety meats are tariffed at 147%. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wenberg.